AAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 78 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 93. The showers and thunderstorms are moving off to the northeast out of the KJAN listening area this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa has announced a settlement agreement, and the Office of Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services has entered into a corporate integrity agreement with Bethany Lutheran Homes Incorporated, a skilled nursing facility in Council Bluffs. The settlement resolves allegations of billing Medicare for medically unnecessary physical, occupational, and speech therapy service. Bethany Lutheran Homes has paid the United States the sum of $675,000 to settle the allegations and entered into a corporate integrity agreement to ensure future compliance with federal health care programs and requirements. Kleinfeld says the settlement and corporate integrity agreement are the culmination of a two-year investigation and review of Bethany Lutheran Homes' billing practices to Medicare. He says his office is committed to ensuring the compliance with Medicare requirements and preventing fraud against the U.S. The Kleinfeld believes the settlement will reimburse the United States for past practices committed by Bethany Lutheran, and the corporate integrity agreement will ensure their future compliance. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist from ASI. June is National Men's Health Month. You know, sometimes it's a touchy subject to try to encourage our husbands and dads to come in and have their hearing evaluated, because we men tend to avoid our health care issues. We don't get checkups like we should, we don't like to go to the doctor, and we really don't like to talk about our feelings. And all that's kind of wrapped up into getting a hearing evaluation. Maybe we suspect there's been a problem, but it's been a very slowly developing problem, and we don't notice it as much as our kids and our wives do. But hearing loss can negatively affect communication, and thus our relationships. And some men may not want to admit that they don't enjoy get-togethers with their buddies or family because they can't hear what's being said. So we're encouraging people to purchase Dad a gift card to come in and have his hearing evaluated. It's called the Because I Care gift card, and through the end of June, it's 20% off. It's a great way to show Dad how you feel about him and maybe improve his quality of life. ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
A latest drought monitor report from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources indicates most of Iowa continues to be very dry, but far western Iowa is less affected than the rest of the state. Officials say although 78% of Iowa remains in some form of dry conditions, a significant increase in areas rated as moderately dry from 13 to 37% has occurred up and down central Iowa. Rainfall averaged 2.02 inches compared with normal precipitation of the period of 2.36 inches. However, precipitation varied widely across the state, with above normal rainfall over much of west, central, and southwest Iowa, and well above normal over northeast and extreme northwest Iowa. An area stretching from the eastern half of Crawford County southeastward through Audubon, the northeast half of Cass and Adams counties, and continuing southeast to Ringgold and Decatur counties shows abnormally dry conditions despite the recent but spotty rains. The far southwest corner of Fremont County is also abnormally dry, while the remaining western third of the state shows normal soil moisture. For a more thorough review of Iowa's water resource trends from June the 14th through the 27th, you can go to the DNR's website at www.iowadnr.gov/water-summary-update. The report is prepared by the technical staff from the Iowa DNR, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, and the USGS, in collaboration with the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division. Local residents, business owners, and community leaders will have the opportunity to share their thoughts about opportunities and challenges in rural Iowa when USDA Rural Development State Director Bill Menner visits Avoca on Tuesday, July the 10th. A Rural Issues Roundtable will take place from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the clubhouse at the Avoca Golf Club. The meeting is open to the public. Emergency crews are searching for a Storm Lake man believed to have drowned while fishing in the Little Sioux River near Lynn Grove. The Buena Vista County Sheriff's Office said the man was fishing with friends near a dam Wednesday afternoon. When he went wading, it disappeared in the water. Sheriff Gary Launderville said the river is low, but the current is strong. The man's name has not yet been released. Governor Terry Branstad has ordered flags in Iowa to be flown at half-staff today until Monday to honor a Vietnam War airman whose plane was shot down nearly 50 years ago in Laos. Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Eilers of Tipton and his crew were missing in action after their plane was shot down in 1965. Eilers was declared killed in action in 1977. Officials identified the crash site in April after a tooth of one of Eilers' crew members was found. A memorial service for Eilers will be held on Saturday in Tipton. Branstad has ordered the flags to fly at half staff from 5 p.m. this evening until 8 a.m. on Monday. The streets in downtown Des Moines will be filled with veterans tomorrow morning. The event is titled A Salute to Our Veterans and Service Members Parade. Retired Colonel Robert King, the chief organizer of the parade, is expecting to see a large crowd and several thousand veterans from around Iowa.
This is one of the largest parades that I've seen in Des Moines for a long, long time. You know, 21 years ago, when we brought all the Iowa Guard troops home, we had a large parade through downtown Des Moines, but this is going to rival that easily.
And according to the Iowa National Guard, there are nearly 230,000 veterans in Iowa, and more than 15,000 Iowans are current members of the military. Plans for the parade were first announced in late April, but King said he's been astounded by the outpouring of support. Private donations are financing the event. In addition to veterans and service members, the parade will include various military groups, battalion bands, the Budweiser Clydesdales, and other corporate entities.
The parade's going to begin at 10 o'clock at the Capitol Complex when the four F-16 jets from the 132nd Fighter Wing base at the Des Moines Airport come streaking over the Capitol and going down Grand Avenue.
The parade will march from the state capitol west on Grand Avenue, then turn north up on 2nd Avenue. It'll end at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium. A riderless horse will lead the parade participants, a traditional entry to represent fallen soldiers. State officials have said the parade will also pay tribute to the 60th anniversary of the Korean War and the 50th anniversary of the start of the Vietnam War. A Southwest Iowa man has died while serving with the Army in Afghanistan. Family members say 25-year-old Sergeant James Skullberg, a native of Emerson in Mills County, died recently. The circumstances of his death were not revealed, and the Department of Defense has not confirmed his death yet, but it is their policy to wait 24 hours after the family has been notified. Sergeant Skullberg was a 2005 graduate of the Nishna Valley High School. He leaves behind his wife, Jessica, and an 11-month-old son. Elsewhere in state news, gambling regulator Jeff Lamberti has pleaded guilty to drunken driving. Lamberti, a former Republican state senator from Ankeny, pleaded guilty on Thursday. He received a suspended sentence of 1 year in jail and was ordered to complete a two-day program for drunken drivers. He must pay a $1,250 fine and complete 1 year's probation. The Des Moines Register said court records show Lamberti has already received a substance abuse evaluation. The sentencing order includes no requirement that he obtain any treatment. Police arrested Lamberti on Interstate 235 in Des Moines on May the 18th. Lamberti is a member of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission and president of the Iowa Barnstormers, which is part of the Arena Football League. Iowa is looking for ways to close a growing gap in what's spent on defending the poor and what's paid back by those who use the state's indigent resources. Legal experts and court officials say most of the time defendants applying for court-appointed attorneys answer truthfully about their finances, but there's no procedure to verify their honesty. According to the State Public Defender's Office, indigent defense services cost $55 million in fiscal year 2011. The Iowa Judicial Branch received $6 million in payments from offenders who used the services. Officials say the gap is caused, in part, by offenders' failure or inability to pay back the cost. Johnson County Judge Stephen Gerard said if the courts can follow through in collecting payments, the gap might shrink. A leading health care advocate in the Iowa legislature said he's working to organize a nonpartisan health care summit to determine how Iowa moves ahead with the federal overhaul largely upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Senator Jack Hatch, a Des Moines Democrat, said the court's Thursday ruling is a victory for consumers, the uninsured, and people with pre-existing conditions who couldn't get insurance. Hatch says he's been talking with Republican Governor Terry Branstad's chief of staff, who has expressed willingness to assemble a summit organized by nonpartisan third parties. Hatch says assembling everyone dealing with health care would help Iowa work through the complexities of the law and meet requirements for the states. Governor Branstad released a statement yesterday calling the decision by the Supreme Court disastrous. He says opponents must repeal the law. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, consumers continue to spend cautiously while their income has increased only slightly. The latest government numbers shows consumer spending showed no gain in May, the weakest figure since spending was unchanged in November. The Commerce Department says income growth edged up 2%, or make that 0.2%, matching the modest increase in April. President Obama heads to Colorado today, where several hundred homes have been destroyed by raging wildfires and at least one person has died. One fire near Colorado Springs has forced more than 30,000 people to evacuate. Airlines are trying to get back on schedule at Chicago's Midway International Airport after a runway light outage shut flights down for nearly 4 hours last night. The Chicago aviation spokesman said 85 flights were canceled or diverted while the airport was closed. The flights resumed early this morning. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist from ASI. June is National Men's Health Month. You know, sometimes it's a touchy subject to try to encourage our husbands and dads to come in and have their hearing evaluated because we men tend to avoid our health care issues. We don't get checkups like we should, we don't like to go to the doctor, and we really don't like to talk about our feelings. And all that's kind of wrapped up into getting a hearing evaluation. Maybe we suspect there's been a problem, but it's been a very slowly developing problem, and we don't notice it as much as our kids and our wives do. But hearing loss can negatively affect communication, and thus our relationships. And some men may not want to admit that they don't enjoy get-togethers with their buddies or family because they can't hear what's being said. So we're encouraging people to purchase Dad a gift card to come in and have his hearing evaluated. It's called the Because I Care gift card, and through the end of June, it's 20% off. It's a great way to show Dad how you feel about him and maybe improve his quality of life. ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In the funeral announcements, Kay Laverne Hamlin, age 72 of Atlantic, died last Friday at the Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Kay Hamlin will be held this morning at 8:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michelle Olson, age 56 of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Michelle Olson will be today at 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Beulah Scow, age 92, formerly of Marnie, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Beulah Scow will be held today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ina Evelyn Carroll, age 95 of Jewel, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ina Carroll will be today at 1:30 at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sylvia May, age 88 of Cumberland, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Sylvia May will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Elsie Onken, age 96 of Greenville, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elsie Onken will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Delbert Gaines, age 74 of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died June the 4th. Funeral services for Delbert Gaines will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lloyd Schroeder, age 85 of Atlantic, died May the 23rd. A memorial service for Lloyd Schroeder will be held tomorrow from 11 a.m. until noon at the Marnie Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Joyce Lewis, age 75 of Panora, died June 25th in Florida. A funeral service for Joyce Lewis will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.